This is the Tech Arts Network.
Welcome to Church Grip, episode 18. Today I'm going to talk about gain structure and system levels. Church Grip is a 10-minute or less podcast about church media and technology. Well, it's been a while since I put out episode 17, and I apologize about that. It's been a pretty busy couple of months. Went to NAB, took a couple of trips to South Carolina, and my family and I have decided that we're going to move to Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going to be joining the team at Seacoast as their AV systems director, and things have just been insane. Sorry I haven't gotten a podcast out, and it's probably going to mean that it's going to be a little spotty from here until probably July. We'll be moving at the 1st of July. Going to try and squeeze some podcasts in, get things going a little bit more regularly, but we'll just see what happens with the schedule, with trying to sell a house and handle all those types of things. Well, today I wanted to talk a little bit about gain structure as well as how it affects how your system is tuned, and when you're installing a new sound system or working with an existing sound system, how you can work with your sound integrator, or if you're comfortable doing it yourself, how you can set some of your gain levels so that you're getting the best possible sound quality out of your sound console without killing all the people in the room that you're mixing for. So let's get on with that. Let me just say that I'm certainly not an expert in system tuning, have been running audio for many years, and just kind of wanted to give you some of the thoughts of what I've been working through it with some of the systems that I work on. We just installed a new sound system at Sugar Creek and been trying to get things set right so that we get the optimum ability to mix, a little bit of headroom, but also keep the levels under control, and how that can affect the sound quality coming out of the sound console or throughout the whole system. Also, I would not recommend making changes to your DSP or your system EQ if it's not something you're really familiar with. You may want to set up a meeting with your system integrator, whoever built the system, and have them work with you and kind of come up with the best solution if you're not real experienced in that area. If you are going to make changes there, hopefully you're working in a digital environment with some sort of DSP that's computer controlled. Save every change that you make. It's amazing how you can make a change one day and then come back and not like what that change was. So keep backups of your system files and make sure that you've got a point that you can roll back to and make sure that your system will be functional, especially with us having to produce great sound week to week every Sunday. When you're working with audio, sound consoles, amplifiers, speakers, they all seem to have sweet spots where they tend to sound the best. When it comes to speakers, you want to make sure that you pick the appropriate system for your room that's going to run and sound good at the levels that you typically run in the room. So if you guys have sat down and figured out a sound level, say 95, 100, whatever it is, decibels in your system, make sure that when you're auditioning speakers, you're hearing them at those levels and that they are sounding good in that particular range. There are some speakers that sound good really loud, but sometimes when you bring them back in level, they kind of sound flat and they don't have the life. Pretty much anything in audio will have a sweet spot, and make sure the speakers that you choose fit in that area. The same goes with your amplifiers, and the same goes with a sound console. Now, a sound console isn't necessarily going to have a particular decibel level where it's going to sound good, but there are ways of mixing that can make the console sound better. If you're working in the analog world, sometimes it sounds better to have the fader in the optimum range on the particular channel, usually between 6 dB and, you know, negative 6 dB and maybe plus 6 dB. Somewhere in that range is usually marked on a console, and that's usually the sweet spot for the output gain. And in the analog world, depending on the console, maybe the input gain doesn't matter quite as much. But when you're working with a digital console, especially a digital console that has fixed bit processing, mainly these days those would be the Yamaha consoles, the Avid Venue consoles, those are working in a fixed bit processing, meaning the more gain that you bring in the head amp, the more bits it's using to store that audio and track that audio throughout the system. So I've really found with like the LS9 and the M7 that if you're really not driving those preamps pretty hard, getting up into the yellow, you know, keeping them below clip, because of course clipping in the digital world is a very ugly sound, but you really need to drive those preamps very hard to get them to sound correct. And in that realm, if your PA happens to be too loud, you are going to be stuck having to run the console at lower levels or running the head amp gains down lower and not getting that optimum output level that you'd like. So in some of these digital consoles, you may need to run the board very hot to get the sound that you're looking for. Well, that means on the backside, when the system is set up through the DSP, you may have to bring back the gain levels or put a gain object in the DSP and bring back the levels a bit so that you can maintain that 95 or 100 or whatever level that you've set in your system. So, for example, we have a children's space at Sugar Creek right now that we really have to run the preamp slow in, and it's really making the room not sound good, to where we're going to go in and do some retuning in that room here pretty soon, and we're going to back off the level of the overall output of the system and allow us to drive the console a little harder so that we can get the sound quality coming off the console and let that carry through the amplifiers and to the speakers. So let me talk about something else that's a little controversial in the audio world. I tend to like to drive the preamps pretty hard when I'm working with a audio console. So I asked the musicians during sound check to play loud, and I'm going to raise the gain on that channel until they're within maybe negative 10 of zero. Give them some headroom for the excitement factor, because when you're in rehearsal, they're not going to play as loud as when they get up on stage. There's an audience in front of them. Adrenaline gets going. They're worshiping a little harder. They'll tend to want to clip. So you want to give yourself some headroom there. But I like to set everybody's input as close to negative 10 as I can get. Why do I do that? Couple of reasons. Number one, running low gain inputs really affect their monitoring, if whether you're using in-ear monitors or outputs. So if you are driving your monitors from your front of house console, giving them a good preamp level will cause all of those pre-fader auxes to sound better and give them the levels that they need at the mixers to be able to adjust and turn up and turn down what they need there. Also, it tends to give a really good sound coming through the console. Also, that means that I may not run the faders at zero. In the digital world where we can save snapshots, most of the excuses that I've heard from people of, well, I know that my mix engineer can go push that to zero and he'll be close. This kind of all goes away with snapshots and being able to save. And I know there are people out there that are going to disagree with me, but in my years of mixing, I have just found that I get better results throughout the system if I make sure that those gains coming in are at a good level. And then let the faders fall wherever they fall, because we mix with the faders, we don't mix with the gain. So let the faders fall where they fall. Now, saying that, I definitely don't want the faders to be down really low, especially in the analog world, because you may lose some sound quality there. But find a balance between where the fader works and where the gain levels are, and develop some consistency there so that the guys listening through the monitors are getting consistent levels week in and week out. Then from there, once you get everything set, you're getting a good output level out of your console, then you need to work with the overall speaker system and make sure that you're falling into the range that you'd expect dB-wise. At Sugar Creek, we currently do three services, and the first service we run about P peaking at about 93, 94 dB C-weighted fast. The middle service, we might hit 100. The third service, which happens to be our contemporary, we might push it up to 105. Give yourself enough room that middle service or that mid-level is about zero on the console, or maybe 3 dB below. And then give yourself a little bit of headroom that you can push and get a little bit more out of the system for what you need. And this can be done through the DSP. If you don't have a DSP, maybe it can be done through the amp levels. But work with your system integrator and really try and get your system balanced that you can run a good level through the console, giving you the best sound quality, as well as giving you a good output through the speaker system. This is a really hard topic to talk about in such a short time frame, but I just wanted to get you guys thinking while you're mixing that maybe you need to adjust the output volume of the system to give you the headroom you need at the console to get the best sound quality possible. Also, when you install a system, the typical process is somebody comes out, they put the system in, they do one tuning for you, and they leave. I have yet to find a system that is great after one tuning. And if that's the way you've worked, there's definitely going to be some things that are missed in the system tuning to give you the best possible sound quality output. As you are mixing, monitor things that you're doing regularly. If you're taking 800K out of every single channel on the console, you've probably got a system tuning issue. You really need to work with your system integrator over a period of time. Make some small changes. Maybe you do it yourself. Maybe the system integrator does it. Make some small changes. Mix for a couple of weeks. See what issues you're running into and see if they're global or if they may be just wrong microphone or a wrong, choice. Maybe it's the voice. Maybe it's the instrument. But keep track of these things that you're doing regularly in the system, because that's probably more of a system tuning issue than it is a console issue or a mic or a person issue. And those things, the better the system is tuned, the easier it is for you to mix and the less EQ you'll have to put in the system and the overall better result you're going to get much easier week after week. Thanks for joining me today. Again, this has been episode 18 of Church Grip. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Church Grip. Church Grip is also a part of the Tech Arts Network. Check out all the other great podcasts over at techartsnetwork.com. You can find me on Twitter. I am @OSSMac. Thanks and have a great week.